What are you doing this summer? What are you seeing?
What are you reading? What are you playing? What are you eating?
What are you doing? There's lots going on in the area this summer. It's time to celebrate summer, Lynchburg style.
It's 7:37 here on the morning show. Is it not 7:37?
Yeah, I just already said that, and then we did the intro.
Well,
and now
I'm just used to doing it as I put the music down. It's still 7:37. Trust me, it has not yet become 7:38. No one needs to panic. And as a part of our Summer Lynchburg style series, one of the things we are doing is previewing the Commonwealth Games. And today we are going to speak with Noah Lauridsen. He is an intern with the Commonwealth Games, but also a former competitor. We're going to talk about all of that with him. And Noah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk about your days as an athlete in the Commonwealth Games. I'm going to guess it probably wasn't really all that long ago. What event or events did you compete in?
I did track and field. I did the discus throw and the shot put.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever clock anybody in the head with a shot put?
Sure, I tried my best not to.
How about with the discus? That might even be,
yeah, actually,
you know,
discus, that could be worse.
Yeah, it's a little bit more difficult.
So what were your best throws with each of those?
It was about 150 feet with the discus and about 47 feet with the shot put.
Hey, that's pretty good. Did you win anything? Did you get any medals or anything like that?
Yeah, I got a few medals over the couple years that I competed there.
And then decided that you wanted to actually make the jump to intern at the Commonwealth Games. How did that come about?
It came about, I knew Charity Waldron, who's the director of operations. She was a track coach, and so we became friends when I was in high school, and so she had given me the opportunity when I got into college to join her and be her intern.
Now, were you competing when you were in high school, when you were in college? How did that work?
I competed almost all 4 years of high school, and then I did 1 year of college in the track events.
Talk about what it was like to compete in the Commonwealth Games. Talk about the opening ceremonies, like being part of that, ceremony and just part of the Olympic spirit.
Yeah, I mean, as a younger athlete, it's something that, like, we didn't get a ton of in high school sports, and so being able to come to one location with, you know, thousands of other athletes and get to experience this higher level of competition and this higher desire for people to win, it was something that we enjoyed a lot, and something that made us feel like we could really have fun with it, and then just made us feel really important and really valued as athletes.
How many athletes did you compete against in track and field?
Specifically, I think there was about a dozen, two dozen in my event.
You know, you think about the big time sports, if you will, the ones like football, and mm-hmm. where they're used to, especially if a team is good, they're used to lots of cheering fans. Even at the high school level, college level, lots of cheering fans, yeah. And the name over the loudspeaker and all that goes with that. But track and field, maybe not so much. A track and field meet at a high school. So the Commonwealth Games really gave you the opportunity for that kind of moment in the sun, didn't it?
Oh yeah, it was fantastic.
So what's your responsibility with the Commonwealth Games?
Right now I'm an operations intern, and so I will handle a lot of the incoming phone calls, a lot of registration problems. Anytime that somebody has questions about the games, I do my best to answer them, but I'm usually the first one on the phones starting in the mornings, going through the day, handling most of the online stuff, editing the website where it needs to be edited, processing some of the finances.
So do you ever have to go and get charities dry cleaning or anything like that as an intern?
No, sir, you never has me do that.
Not even make coffee or anything? Or No,
you'd be surprised. There's a lack of coffee in our office. It's very surprising.
Oh, that's a bad sign right there. I hope everyone there is naturally perky.
Oh yeah.
What are you looking forward to the most as far as the events?
I'm pretty excited about our basketball numbers have been skyrocketing this year, and so I'm excited to see how the competition level in that will increase, as well as just across the board, all of our numbers seem to be doing very well, and so I'm ready to see eager young athletes who want to participate at a high level.
So people, if they have a basketball team, do you just find a bunch of your friends and get together and form a team and enter? Are they done regionally, or are they organized in some way? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, if you can, I believe our basketball team number is around 16, so you know, if you can grab, it's typically AAU coaches who will get a travel team of, you know, say fifth graders or something like that, and they'll set up a roster and they'll pay for the team and then they'll get them plugged into the game.
Any chance that Kyrie Irving might show up as Uncle Drew and try to sneak into the games?
Man, we might have to let him do that. I don't know.
That would be pretty cool.
So is it kids and adults playing basketball?
Yeah, it goes up to 11th and 12th graders. Because the adult division in the past hasn't flourished, and so it's something that we cut off at 11th and 12th grade.
Yeah, you don't want a bunch of old fat guys out there wasting gym time.
Are you speaking from experience, Brian? So, as far as the games are concerned, though, would you say you have more youth participants or more adult participants?
I would say more youth. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of our sports are easier for a lot of younger people at an early age to get involved with, and around here it seems that there's a lot of youth just seem to be more interested in performing in multiple sports across the board or multiple events in each sport.
The athletes are coming from all over Virginia. Is there one area that's more represented than others? Is it our local area or any other region of the state?
Yeah, it would probably be, you know, the Lynchburg down through the Roanoke area. That's typically where we see a majority of the athletes come from.
And so are you going to plan to stay with the Commonwealth Games? Are you going to work on the state games when they come here?
I might. My internship will be over by a few weeks after these games end. But, you know, if I'm still around come that time next year, I would love to come back and help our directors, Dan and Charity and all of them.
We'll put in a good word for you with Charity, Noah. Remind listeners about the main games weekend that's coming up starting July 27th, and also how it's not too late for someone to enter into one of the events.
Yeah, we, 27th, will start with our athlete tailgate, and we have plenty of room for athletes across most sports. Like you said, basketball is something that's filling up rather quickly, but across the board, you know, track and field, a lot of the smaller sports like disc golf, paintball, stuff like that still has room for people to sign up, and it's not too late. A lot of the sports that we do have registration deadlines that are around, you know, July 20th, and then there's some sports that have on-site registration, and so I know for sports like track, you could just come up to the gate the day of and sign up for an event.
Brian, there you go.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Noah Lordson, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hope you have a terrific experience with the Commonwealth Games. And as you mentioned, the opening ceremonies and evening for the entire family at 7 o'clock July 27th at Williams Stadium at Liberty. Noah, thanks so much.
Yep, thanks for having me.
And that is Summer Lynchburg Style.
Listen to Mary and Brian all summer long for their special segments on food, festivals, shows, and activities that are unique to our area. Summer Lynchburg Style is brought to you by the Retail Merchants Association. Play Where's Waldo with local merchants all this month. And Givens Books Little Dickens on Lakeside Drive. Stop by today and join their first ever summer reading program for kids, or visit givensbooks.com. If you'd like your special event featured on Summer Lynchburg Style, email Mary, that's M-A-R-I, at WYQOradio.com. Or send a message on our Facebook page, Mary and Brian in the Morning. That's where you can find all our interviews, too. Summer Lynchburg Style, all summer long on The Morning Show.